All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Summer with Mia. Let's get started. I still have a boner from last night. Wow. I'm starving. I'll go get some grub. Remembering how far you got last night, you walked to the kitchen with a big smile across your face. Let's see, there's nothing or nothing. It's completely empty. There were so many people here last night, no wonder they got to the fridge. Guess I'll go buy some food then. The store should be open even though it's a Sunday. You head to town. As you walk towards the store, you run into someone you definitely did not expect.
Emma?
Hey, come with me.
What?
Just follow me. I need your help with something.
Sure, lead the way. I'll go to the store later.
You follow her and she takes you somewhere you were delighted to be.
Come on, what are we gonna do here?
Saying this, she runs inside and you follow.
So what exactly did you need help with, considering where we are? I hope I'm guessing right.
Shopping. I need a guy's opinion on some outfits.
Okay, am I lucky enough that she actually tries on some underwear or something?
Go sit over there. I'll be out in a second with the first outfit.
As she goes into the dressing room, you sit on the couch and quietly contemplate on whether praying would help.
As you fantasize about what you're about to see, Emma comes out.
What about this one?
It's okay, a bit too buttoned up if I'm being completely honest.
Too buttoned up, huh?
You weren't sure if you saw a smile on her lips. But she turned around and went inside without saying another word.
Before long.
Better? Pretty good, though it can be even better if...
Too buttoned up again?
Mm-hmm. It's always too buttoned up, though. This time you definitely saw a smile before she turned around and left again.
I thought it was risky to keep asking for more revealing outfits. Though she'd either get pissed or just stop the whole thing.
Mia probably would. But unlike my sister, Emma seems to even be enjoying it. While you were having a debate with yourself, Emma suddenly calls out...
Hey, could you come in for a second? I need some help.
Sure, since I'm already helping, might as well help all the way. Ha ha ha.
You get up, walk to the dressing room, and pull away the curtain.
This too buttoned up?
Without being able to utter a word due to your jaw being on the floor, you just nod in approval.
Ah, thought so. Now get out.
Get out, I thought.
Yes, get out.
Okay, the fuck?
Confused, you leave and get back on the couch. Soon after, she comes out.
Thanks for the help. Hope I didn't take too much of your time with boring shopping.
Don't mention it. I think I enjoyed shopping for the first time in my life.
Ha ha. If it only lasted even longer.
Then you won't mind if I ask your help again sometime?
Of course.
Thought so. Saying this, she gets closer and kisses you on the cheek.
What was that for?
Just a little reward for being a good boy.
Oh, okay. Good boy. Am I a dog now?
Anyway, I should get going. Bye! And with a wave, she leaves. At the store, you pick up some groceries just as you were getting to the last few.
This is most of it. Now I just need...
Oh, damn. That ass is nice. Better not stare. You get the last groceries you needed and get in line at the counter.
Her ass looks even better up close.
While admiring the view you were blessed with, you overhear the clerk. That'll be $92.99.
Oh, I don't have that much on me. How is it that expensive anyway?
Don't ask me. That's what the register shows.
You take plastic?
Of course.
He's up to something. No way she costs that much. I can see the grin he's trying to hide.
Here you go.
As she pulls out her card, you manage to get a glimpse of her name.
Tatiana. The name suits her.
Ha ha.
Taking her card, the clerk swipes again. It says declined.
Shit, how about this one?
She takes out another card and hands it to the clerk.
Sure, let's try that one.
This is fishy as fuck. Is he lying about the cards being declined?
But why?
This one was declined too.
Really? I'm so sorry. I got another one. Just a second. She starts rummaging around her purse and pockets looking for another card. There, I knew it. He grinned again as soon as she looked down. He was up to some shit. I can't find it. I don't get it. They both should work. Well, they don't. However, maybe we can think of another payment method. Heh. Oh, that's his plan. Piece of... excuse me. You, get back in line. This doesn't concern you. You should rescan her stuff. The price doesn't seem right for the amount you're saying. Yeah, maybe you scanned something twice by accident. Yeah, accident. Could you, please? Yeah, no problem, miss. I'll check again. Who knows, maybe the register bugged out. Even though his words were polite, his eyes were showing his true feelings. You could tell he was pissed that he called him out, but he couldn't risk getting reported, so he played along. After rescanning the items, the register shows $46.99. Looks like the machine input everything twice by mistake. My apologies, miss. That'd be $46.99. You notice anger on the girl's face. The machine made a mistake, huh? She slams the cash on the register. Here's your money. Goodbye. Saying this, she storms out and you move towards the counter. Here, charge these. I guess she also figured out he was trying to trick her. Ha ha ha, did you really think I'll sell you anything after fucking me over like that? Get out. Well, fuck you too then. You dump all your stuff on the counter and leave the store. As you exit the store, you see Tatiana walking towards you. Hey! I just wanted to thank you for what you did in there. Don't mention it. Wait, where's your stuff? Didn't you have like 2 full bags? I did, but that piece of shit didn't want to sell me anything after I exposed his ass trying to scam you. Plus, we got some history. Oh, I'm really sorry you got screwed because of me. I want to repay you somehow. Can we save? Well, if you insist, I am, name it. Anything? With a smile you did not expect, she looks you in the eyes. Anything. Follow me. She surprises you again. Lead the way. Going towards your destination, you pass by a parking lot. She tugs your arm. Hey, we can do it here. Okay. Wait. What? What does she think I was planning on? Come. Still a little confused, you follow along since you're not an idiot. See? More than private enough. Yeah, I'm not saying anything that'll make her realize I didn't plan this. Go ahead, don't call my bluff. Don't call my bluff. Don't call my bluff. She gets down on her knees. Oh shit, that's what she thought I wanted. And she went along with it? Slowly tugging your zipper, she looks at you. Don't disappoint me. As she unzips you, she slides your hand inside of your shorts. You're joking, right? Why? Something wrong? She pulls your cock out and her eyes widen. With a look of excitement beyond description, she yells as quietly as she can. Quietly, it's the biggest one I've seen! Not sure of what to do, you just smile, trying to look as calm as possible. She, on the other hand, impatiently started stroking. Wow, I'm so glad you let me repay you. I could have missed out on this. Wow! You definitely felt this wasn't her first time. The grip, the movement. She knew what she was doing. I gotta taste it, leaving you no time to even speak. With a slobbery slide along your shaft, she swallows your cock. You barely manage to stop yourself from making noises. Slurp. Glug. Slurp. Whether due to your lack of experience or the obvious amount of hers, you were close. I'm gonna come! Ka-chum! Hearing this, you blow your load instantly. Slurp. Delicious. She stands up and gets really, really close. I want you inside me. Now! A little startled by the sheer bluntness of what she just said, you almost step back. Don't you want to? Let me just tell you what I'll do if you agree then. Oh, let me just tell you what I'll do to you if you agree then. Somehow she gets even closer to your face than she already was, her lips just below your chin. I'm gonna... A phone sounds off. 1 second. She pulls her phone out, and after seeing the text she received, her expression changes. I gotta go. What? I gotta go. Saying nothing else, she runs away. Did this just happen? Completely confused, you pull your pants up, and not knowing what else to do, you head home. As you enter the house, you stop for a second. That was something else, still. Can't believe she just left like that, though. Maybe I'm lucky enough to run into her again. Ha-ha. Ugh, it's too fucking hot. Idiot, I'm complaining about the heat while I have a freaking pool in the backyard. Just gotta get my trunks. I think they're in my room. You head to your room. I know they're here somewhere. There you are. Change into your trunks. I really hope the water cools me off. I'm gonna melt otherwise. Without wasting another second, you head for the backyard. After closing the door behind you, you turn around. Oh, Mia's here too. Hold on. Holy shit, is she even wearing anything? That bikini, it's almost invisible. You slowly walk towards her, careful not to startle her since she hasn't noticed you yet. She's topless? Wow, bold. You lean to the side a little. It's so thin, I can almost see everything. Mia? She's not reacting. Is she asleep? Hey, Mia. She is. Naturally, you took the chance. Her ass is so firm, I love it. It was so close last night, so close to shoving my cock between those. Lost in your fantasies, you don't notice your grip tightening. And of course, she starts waking up while you instantly jump back. Shit. As a man of considerably high intelligence, you quickly surmised the plan and began its execution. What was that? You resurface and she notices you. Grim? When did you get here? Shit, when did I fall asleep? I'm almost naked in front of my brother. A minute ago or so, you looked really relaxed sleeping, so I didn't want to bother you. Oh, thanks, I guess. Why am I thinking him? He, actually. Fuck, I'm done worrying about what I wear in front of him. He already saw too much anyway. You climb out of the pool and start walking towards Mia. A minute ago, you say. I kind of doubt that. I really did. Why do you doubt it? Was she actually awake? I'm dead. Well, you got a little situation down there. What's with that bulge? It's huge. Why am I looking at my brother's dick? But even though thoughts like these were going through her head, she again spied a few more looks. You notice her looks, and you look down too, realizing you got an erection. Oh shit, sorry. Fuck, how long was she like this? It's okay, but was it because of me? Maybe Emma was right. I might enjoy messing with him. It's kind of fun. No, it's because my hands were fucked up and I couldn't what, jack off? He's so red, ha ha ha. Why am I talking to my sister about jerking off, and why is she so into the talk? Huh, that's a shame. I wanted to help, but this isn't something you'd want me to help with, right? Little pervert. He's probably thinking, yes. Whatever. I should head inside. I'm not going to let her get in my head. But before you could leave, Mia stops you. Hey, I got a favor to ask. Maybe I can take this even further. Just a little. What now? Could you put some sunscreen on my back? I can't reach everything. Please, you wouldn't let your sister get sunburnt. There's no way you can resist a chance like that. Fuck, yeah, I can do that. She's definitely messing with me. Fine, I'll play along. She lays on her chest and you get some sunscreen on your hands. Here? Make sure to really rub it in. It actually does feel really nice. Now, a little lower. I want to see if he has the balls. Good? Perfect. Lower. Got it. I'm almost at her ass. That's it. Lower, will you? Okay. She's actually letting me rub her ass. Ha, he didn't even hesitate. Ha ha. I know she's not thinking of this as something sexual, but... You keep rubbing her cheeks, making sure to enjoy yourself fully at the same time. Suddenly, Mia lets out a quiet, soft moan. Keep going. Press harder. Can't risk the sunscreen not working. This feels amazing. I'm really loving this. But a realization kills Mia's mood. I'm getting wet. Fuck, what if he notices? He's gonna think, I'm the pervert. I gotta stop this, for now at least. That's enough. A little disappointed, you stop rubbing. He sighed so hard, there's no way he was happy about stopping. This is actually working. Could you let me get something to drink? There's some vodka and Blue Bull left from last night. Sure. I'm so fucking confused. What's she doing? And bring two glasses, you're drinking with me. I wonder how he's gonna act when the booze does its job. Completely perplexed as to what was happening right now, you head for the house. Oh, and Grim? Yeah. Don't keep me waiting. You stand there, shocked. Your eyes completely glued to her chest. Wake up. It's not like you never saw them before. Go. Yes, ma'am. What's going on? trying to not let her notice you just walk inside. Once she loses sight of you, you made the drinks and were back before someone could read this sentence. That was fast, haha. Anyway, I changed my mind. We're going inside. Look at him, haha. He can't take his eyes off my tits. Okay, my cock's gonna explode. She's literally flaunting them in front of my face. Doesn't she care? I'm a brother. Fine then, I won't care either. And she requested you two move inside. Follow me. Yeah, sure, I follow that ass anywhere. But the destination she planned for you two was a surprise to you. Father's room? Go get the cards from his desk and meet me at the table. This is a genius idea, I gotta say. Okay, are we gonna play cards? What? After doing what she asked, you sit next to her. Without even noticing she's holding her hand out, you just keep staring at her chest. Although you've been looking at them for a while now, you still weren't used to how perfect they were. Now you can stop staring now and hand over the cards. He's persistent. This might actually work. Alright, what are we playing? Blackjack. Really? You know I always crush you in blackjack, right? Not this time. This time you're too distracted by my tits, haha. I'll deal and we're playing for shots. Bust or lose, you drink. If he gets drunk, it'll be even easier. I'm finally gonna beat him in this stupid game. Have it your way, but won't you put something on? Why? They bothering you? I hope they are. Ha ha. No, I... Nothing you say will be as honest as the tent you got down there. Ha ha. I hope it's not bothering you, either. Not at all. Let's begin. You play a few rounds and... 20. Pass. She shows her cards. 19. Fuck. Come on, 2. She deals herself a card. 8. A bus, which is what I've been looking at this whole time. How? You almost won them all. Fucking hit. Unbelievable. Bullshit. I was supposed to win. I tried to stop you. Ha ha. Now drink. Mia chugs the shot. Ugh, I'm done. Fuck this stupid game. I'm gonna get sick if I drink another one. Oh, come on. Your luck's bound to turn around. My boner's actually starting to hurt. I want to shove my face between those massive, perfect tits. The alcohol was working its magic. No, I can't even, like, snip another burp shot. They're really starting to kick in. Ha, chicken. I can't let this end. I'm loving the view too much. You're a chicken. You're going down. Angrily, Mia deals another hand. You got a blackjack. Aha, that's 2 shots. No way. I can't even drink another. I can't even drink one. Fuck, why did I say yes to another round? Yes, you are. This was your idea in the first place. Wait. Wait. Huh? She goes, let's compromise. Everything's better than another shot. Oh, I'm listening. I wonder what she thought of now. I'll let you take a few photos of me like this since you loved it so much the first time. I thought you said you didn't remember that night. Why didn't she say anything by now? Well, I do, perv. I'm so... Deal? What? Oh, yeah, deal. I thought she was going to rip me a new one, but she's going through with this? She gets up and gets next to the wall while you, still dazed from the sheer shock of what's happening, pull out your phone and get in position. This okay? Is this a mistake? I'm definitely not thinking straight. Of course! You snap a few more photos while she changes poses. You mean like this? I can talk normally again at least. Since when does vodka affect me like that? Perfect. You really like staring at my ass, too. What? It just came out. Why did I ask him something like that? I love it. Holy shit, how drunk is she? I'm what? Shouldn't I care that he's my brother? Ah, fuck, I don't know. Are her panties soaked? I can't take this anymore. Was it due to constant edging over the past few days or the sheer tension that was in the room at the moment? You pulled your cock out. Want me to spread my legs so you could get a better shot? I can't anymore. I don't want to. Definitely, but could you pull your panties down first? Asking this, you started stroking your stone hard dick. I don't want to stop. I don't know what he's asking. I know what he's asking isn't okay, but... Okay. The moment you saw her glistening pussy soaked with her juices, you were pulled in. A few steps forward... You feel her whole body shiver the moment you touch her skin. His hand is... His touch feels so good. Your hand slowly moves down. What are you? Ah! She's squeezing my finger so hard. How turned on is she? It was just one finger, but her legs almost gave out. Oh God, why am I like this? It's like my pussy wants him. She starts turning her head to look at you, but she sees something else. When did you pull your dick out? What? It's so big, would it even fit in my hand? As you were about to answer with a definitely well-thought-up excuse, you were interrupted. She grabbed my cock. Oh my God, a hand moved by itself. I really wanted to feel it. Is it okay? Yeah, okay. It's fucking awesome. Her hand feels so good, it's driving me insane. Slowly, she starts stroking your cock. I feel like I'm gonna come already. It's gotta be because I've been edged by those tits all this time. It's really huge. I wonder if it fit. Fit what? Oh, shit. Her grip tightens and her strokes become faster. Pant. One more finger. Don't have to tell me twice. Her pussy was tightly gripping your fingers. Ah, yes. How can this feel so good? Oh, fuck. Ah, yes, just like that. Don't stop. Keep going. Faster. You were barely holding on. With her hand jerking your cock and her pussy drenching your fingers, it was a matter of seconds. Yes, pant, don't stop. I'm so close. As you feel her pussy tightening around your finger, you pull them out. Why did you stop? I was so close. I want to go further. Further does he, you know. Realizing what your request was, Mia snaps out of the horny, drunken haze. What? No fucking way. This has gone way too far. It's dangerous. We're brother and sister. Even this was too much. What was I thinking? Idiot. I should have known it would come to this. It's all my fault. This felt so good. Imagine how. No, I'm not going to let you fuck me. I'm fine. Then can we at least continue like this? Fuck, I blew it. What? Of course not. Why not? You can't say you didn't love it too. Shut up. You fucked up and you ruined the mood. The mood? What am I saying? Not even putting the bikini back on, Mia starts leaving the room. I'm an idiot. Why am I still horny? I've lost my mind. Yep, that's it. Confused and angry, you just stand there as she leaves. Idiot, why do you have to be this greedy? It was unfucking believable that it even went this far. Getting back to her room. Fucking perfect. Why did I expect anything else could happen? Even worse, I'm still turned on. If Nathan wasn't such a pussy last night, I wouldn't be this cock hungry. Ugh, worst of all, Grim got exactly what he wanted. I was supposed to be the one who's happy, not him. Just because I didn't let him fuck me doesn't mean he didn't love everything else. No, he won't win this time. I'm gonna need something special for this. She gets deep into her closet and starts rummaging through it. Yo, yeah, this will do. It's on, motherfucker. Soon after, unaware of what was happening upstairs, you just sat on the couch, your head still engraving what you just saw in your memory. Never in a million years would I expect she'd voluntarily do something like this. If I only didn't rush it, maybe. Breaking your inner monologue, Mia suddenly appears. Mia? What? Shut up. Seductively, she turns around and gets on the table. You just sit there trying to comprehend what's happening in front of you. Positioning herself, Mia keeps staring you dead in the eyes the entire time. She's almost naked. Did she change her mind? Is the music still playing? Yeah. They just turned it all off. She slowly spreads her legs. Going with it, you start unzipping your pants. If you take your dick out or even touch it, I'm going to stop, go to my room, and lock the door. What? Why? Because I said so. Your choice. I'm going to be the one in control this time. Fuck, I already got a boner. And now this? Good boy. She moves her hand to her crotch, hovering inches above her pussy. Seeing your eyes almost popping out, Mia tries to hide her smile and starts playing with herself. How am I supposed to just watch this? He's almost sweating. Ha ha, I knew this would work. I'm going to have blue balls for a month because of this. Suddenly, she just stops. There, we're even now. I'm going back to my room. The bulge in his pants is huge. It's gotta be hell for him. Ha ha. Oh, okay. The moment she leaves the room, I'm gonna jack off so much I might pull him off. Okay, no fucking way. He was supposed to beg for me to keep going. Of course, I'm an idiot. He's just gonna jerk off as soon as I leave. I can't fail again. Oh, fuck it. Go big or go home. To your surprise, Mia doesn't leave. Instead, she gets off the table and down on her knees. Without saying a word, she just unzips your pants completely. Like a prisoner leaving a jail after 20 years, your rock-hard cock springs out, pulling down your pants, she continues. As I thought, were you going to stroke him after I left? What's with her? Too far, then this? First brother and sister, and then this? Or cousin, and... I mean, it's whatever you want it to be. Not wasting time, Mia envelops her lips around your throbbing shaft. Fiercely, hungrily, like she was trying to make you instantly shoot every last drop of cum you had stored. Her tongue coiling all over your cock. Sliding along your shaft, pressing against the head. You were barely holding on. I can't! I'm gonna come down her throat! Noticing your cock contracting and tensing up, she stops. Yeah, it's getting late. If this doesn't work, I don't know anymore. I'm going to go to bed. You're joking. You can't just leave me like this. Good night. Oh, yeah. This time it definitely worked. What? You can't be serious. Finally satisfied, Mia goes to her room. I finally did it. I won. But her excitement wasn't long-lasting. But was it really worth it? He's still my brother. Ugh, I'm still a little dizzy. Definitely drink way too many shots. I already know tomorrow's going to be awkward between us. So awkward between us. Did I fuck up? Maybe I shouldn't have done this. Great, my mood's dead now. I was actually looking forward to finishing myself. Fuck. Annoyed and stressed out, Mia goes to bed. Meanwhile... She sucked my dick. Meanwhile, you're still in shock. I don't know what shocks me more. First, it was going so well, even better. She actually loved stroking me off. Then, just as it was getting better, she stops it and says I fucked up. Maybe I really shouldn't have rushed it. Why did she come back then? And she sucked my dick. Exhale. Fucks this. I can't calm down. Confused out of your mind, you stomped to your room, arguing with yourself all the way, till exhaustion finally kicked in and you fell asleep. But sometime later, you wake up. Ugh, what time is it? Damn, it's late. You feel dryness in your mouth, so you get up and head for the bathroom to get some water. The water makes your drowsiness disappear, and you realize something. Still? Did I fall asleep and it kept standing? It's all her fault. Angrily, you go to Mia's room. She's sleeping naked? Since when? Mia, I'm not letting her get away with it. But she doesn't respond, so you get closer. Mia, wake up! Again, no response. Seriously? By now you were already next to her bed. Is it because of the shot? She's like a log. Wait, this is my chance for revenge. You slowly climb the bed and get behind her. I hope you're ready for this. You spread her legs and lean in. Wait, isn't this wrong? She's sleeping for fuck's sake. Just as you were about to stop. Put it in already, pussy. Wait, what? A dream. How much did she mess with my head? Too tired. Fuck this. Too exhausted to even be angry anymore, you just lay back and go to sleep. Next morning. I actually slept pretty well. Ray of sunshine gleams through the window, gently illuminating Mia's slender, glistening body. Ugh, I'm sweaty. This heat is unbearable. Shower. Yes. Mia scurries to the bathroom, and after a quick shower, she's back in her room. Much better. Completely woken up now, Mia's mind instantly goes back to last night. What's wrong with me? Almost every time I close my eyes, I see his. Her stomach growls. Great, I'm starving too. Well, at least that's a problem I can fix. To the fridge! Soon enough, she was in the kitchen. No, it's completely empty. Wasn't Grim supposed to get groceries yesterday? About that. Guess I'll go get something myself then. She went to a room, got her wallet, and headed to town. Here you go. Enjoy. Thanks. Can't wait to dig into this. I fucking love their burgers. Mia walked over to a bench and enjoyed the burger like it was her last one. 10 delicious minutes later. I'm so full and sad. It's already gone and I want another one, but I can't eat another bite. Maybe I should get that idiot something to eat too. Unable to walk fast, considering how much she just ate, Mia slowly headed to the store. I'll just get him these frozen chicken wings. I remember him saying how much he loves them. Ooh, ice cream. I'll get something to fight this damn heat. She brings it all to the counter. All right, that'll be $10.99. Mia hands him the money with a smile, not noticing him staring at her chest. Thanks, bye. And she turns around and starts leaving. The clerk doesn't miss the chance to stare at her ass, too. With everything done, Mia headed back home. I wonder if Grim woke up already. Mia, hey girl. Mia turns towards the voice to see Emma in a minuscule bikini. Hey, Em. That bikini looks just like the one she bought me. What you doing? Went to get some food, you? Just catching some sun. Gotta work on that tan, you know. Yeah, from what you're wearing, you're catching some looks, too. Didn't want big ugly tan lines, huh? And let them watch all they want, not like I care, haha. So bold. Got any plans later? Since it's hot as hell. Water park? Why there? We both got a pool in our backyard. I enjoy the view there. The life. Yeah, the lifeguards. Haha, okay. Meet me at my place in like 15 minutes then. Can I come too? Both girls were startled by the voice and started looking around. Suddenly, Sam walks out of a bush behind Emma. Turning around, Emma finally spots him. Where'd you come from? Trust me, Emma, you don't want to know. Yo, bitch, I'm everywhere. Stop talking like that or I'll slap the shit out of you. Don't hate the play, I hate the game. Yeah, you're definitely not going. I'm not listening to this shit all day long. Wait, please, I'll behave, I promise. Fine, you can come. Nice, is Grim coming too? I don't think so, he probably has other plans. I want to avoid the awkwardness of what happened last night. You can't know that, I'm sure he'd love to come. Yeah, Mia, I mean, why not? Fine, don't want them asking too many questions. Awesome, I'll go get my shit. Hearing him, Emma shoots out a glare his way, causing him to scurry inside. Okay then, we're just gonna go get ready. See you soon. Bye. I hope this isn't a bad idea. With that, Emma goes inside and Mia heads home to get ready. Meanwhile...
Yeah!
Like always, you check the time. 11 in the morning? Already? Damn. You get up and head downstairs, walking into the living room. Yo, bruh! Hey, Sam, what are you? As you walk downstairs. Morning, sleepyhead. Morning, Emma. Again, what are you? We're going to the water park. Go get ready. What? Do I even get a say in this? Like you said, go get ready. We'll be waiting here. Hurry. Okay. Why's Mia not saying anything? Because of last night? You go upstairs and get your trunks along with a towel. Not long after, you're back in the living room. Ready? Let's go! Everyone got up and headed for the water park. Welcome to PP Splash World! Oh no. 4 tickets, I presume. Yeah, I'll never get the logic behind this park's name. That'll be $15 a person. I got this. Wow, this is a nice surprise, Sam. No sweat, homies. Everyone just pretends to ignore his slang. Thank you, have fun! Y'all walk inside. I'll take the first stall. Saying this, he heads towards the stall and starts opening the curtain. Eek, get out! He quickly comes back with a surprise and a big smile across his face. It was occupied. Still smiling, he goes to another stall. What an idiot. We'll go first, okay? Yeah, sure. As they're leaving, Mia turns to you. I'll go get a drink. Without waiting for a response, she goes away. Would you like one? Is she avoiding me or am I just thinking too hard about it? Not long after, everyone's back. We're gonna go find us a spot. Try finding some shade. We'll try. Again, as they leave, Mia turns to you. I'm gonna go change. Okay, she's definitely acting weird. You go change in the stall next to her. What's up with her? Still confused, you start untying your shoes. Then something catches your eye. There's a hole in the wall. Holy shit. Naturally, you take a peek. Perfect timing. She really is smoking hot. I could stare at like this all day long, just enjoying the best view possible. If only she'd let me shove my cock between those tits. Why did she have to stop things yesterday? Even worse, that blowjob, she should have finished it. Was it really just because of her brother and sister? Yeah, I think so. Just look at that perfect ass. You know what? Fuck it. You stand up and slide your cock through the hole. Ooh. Let's see how you react to this. It took only a few seconds for me to notice what you did. What the? Is he insane? Does he think I'm going to suck him off on a regular basis now? Wait. What if he's trying to get back at me for teasing him last night by teasing me back? Am I really going to do it again? Even though she was having second thoughts, she never, even for a second, took her eyes off your cock. I'm the one who teases. Saying this, she grabs your now throbbing dick. It's pulsating. How is he that horny already? It's still getting bigger. Okay. Just one more time. It's only because I don't want to let him win. I won't even do it long. In and out, just to get his hopes up. I bet it'll drive him mad. Slowly, she moves her head forward. Her lips softly sliding along your shaft. Already forgetting what she told herself, she starts moving. Slurp. You can feel her throat pressing on your cock. Glug, glug. I wonder if I can fit it all in. With a little inhale, she pushes her head forward. Oh my god. Clap your hands. Wow. I knew I could do it. I didn't. It was a close call, though. Her celebration was short. How am I this wet? No, I gotta get out of here. Swiftly, she gets up, puts on her bikini, and leaves. A few seconds after she stopped. What happened? She stopped? I can't believe it worked, but why did she stop? Is she taking a break, or what the fuck? No response. You check through the hole and see Mia's not there. She left? What am I supposed to do now? Get dressed. A few moments later. Come on already, go down. Okay, Grim, just think of something disgusting. Spiders, really fat chicks, really fat and old chicks. Fat old spider chicks, damn it, I overdid it. Blah, disgusting. Well, at least I finally killed my boner. I'm a bit exhausted already. You go find the others. What took you so long? Don't ask. You look towards Mia, and as soon as she notices, she gets up and turns towards Emma. Em, let's go for a swim. Where's the rush? I barely even unpacked. Let's just go, please. I'm hot, and I want to cool off. Fine, let's go. The girls get up and leave while Sam turns to you. Want to go in the pool, too? Nah, just chill here for a bit. Enjoying the view, of course. Suit yourself. I'm gonna go play the field. A true player can't miss a shot like this. You look at the girls. Good luck, Sam. I hope one of their bikinis breaks and falls off. A few hours later. Wanna head home, guys? What? Why? Kind of tired, and we've been here for at least 3 hours already. Can't say I'm turned on to a point where I might start touching myself right here and now. You're right, let's go. Getting all your stuff, everyone goes to change, and you head home. See you tomorrow, then. Sure, bye. Come on, I gotta get inside. Mia scurries into the house as soon as Emma and Sam leave. A little confused by her behavior, you go inside and stop her in the hallway. Hey, everything okay? First she does that in the changing stalls, now she barely wants to be near me. What the fuck? What? Yeah, everything is fine. I can't take it. I'm so close to actually jumping on him right now. Okay, calm down, Mia. Just go upstairs so he's not close. I'm gonna go take a nap. You sure? She's blushing a bit. Is she coming down with a cold? This makes no fucking sense. Lucky for her, you were oblivious. Yeah, I'm just tired. Let me go already. I can't take it anymore. Oh, okay. Enjoy, I guess. Yeah, all right. Don't you dare come upstairs. Yeesh, you don't have to yell. Got it. Why does she care if I come upstairs? So weird. What's wrong with me? All I can think about is this cock. I don't even think my fingers can fix this anymore. Fuck. An arguably great idea pops into her head. That's right, she did have it. Wait, am I really going to use mother's... With conflicting thoughts running through her head, she still leaves her room and... where would I hide it if I was mother? After some looking around and rummaging through drawers, Mia finds what she wanted. There you are. I knew she didn't get rid of it. She pulls the box out and takes out a dildo. I remember how weirded out I was when I first found it. I mean, it's my mother's dildo. Ew! But I really don't care right now. It's either this or my brother. Not like she's ever going to find out. Ew, that's kind of disgusting. A matter of seconds, Mia was naked and comfortably positioned on the bed. I'm so looking forward to this. Slowly and gently, Mia starts sliding the dildo inside. Mmm, finally, it feels so good. Okay. Ah, that's it. Suddenly, Mia, holy shit, fuck, why now? She quickly covers herself up as much as she could at that moment. Didn't I tell you not to come upstairs? I just wanted to ask. I don't care, get out. Why? What do you mean, why? Are you fucking blind? So, why did you stop? Because you walked in, idiot. I didn't really see the problem. Keep going. I'll just watch. Fine. Great, I'll be over here. Saying this, you get on the bed next to her. I didn't say you can get this close. Just do your thing. I won't bother you. You can see she's pissed, but she doesn't stop, so you take it further. What are you doing? It bothers you? No. But no touching, understood? I'll try. I can't believe she's going with it. Fuck yeah. Keeping her gaze on your fully erect cock, Mia starts sliding the dildo inside. Too horny to waste time, she was almost shoving the whole dildo with each thrust. I can't take my eyes off of his huge cock. I wanna touch him. Huh? Did I hear her right? I wanna touch him, okay? Without saying a word, you just let go of your dick and smile. She understands. How is it this big? She was playing with both of you. Stroking your rock-hard erection, at the same time tightly gripping the dildo inside her pussy as she kept moving it, in and out. I got another idea. I'm listening. Are we gonna... But just this once, okay? Sure, sure. What is it? Just say it. If you want, you can rub him against my ass. I never say no to that. Fuck yeah. Your reaction brings a little smile to her face as she gets on all fours. But remember, just this once. I can't stop anymore. I don't want to. You get closer and place your cock between her perfectly firm and round cheeks. Feels good. I can feel his pulse on my skin. How turned on is he? It's perfect. She's soaking. He's pressing it so hard I can feel him press against my clit each time. Seeing she's not complaining, you keep going further. I'm so close. If I just push forward, I'll be inside my sister. Her breathing was becoming faster, each breath followed by a quiet moan. Pant, pant, pant. He's in. And she just... Uh-oh. Mia, what? Quietly, shh. You stayed obediently quiet, but your mind, well... Yes, yes, fucking yes, finally. She's pushing it deeper. Yes, it's perfect. Slowly, she kept pushing your cock inside more and more. You were barely sane, soon you were almost completely inside your sister. Unable to think anymore, you start moving your hips forward. Wait, let me do it. You're really big. All the way inside, feeling the full size of your cock, Mia topples down. Muffled. Yes, groan. Slow. Almost blinking out from the sheer pleasure, you grab Mia's arm. There's no slowing down for you anymore. You were putting all your strength into each thrust. She was more than wet enough for it, and you felt it. Good. I'm letting my brother fuck me. Why does it feel so fucking amazing? You can feel each press and each release of her tight, perfect pussy. For a fragment of a second, you start coming to your senses. We're finally doing it. I can't believe I'm fucking my sister. It's weird. Again, I just think of this as like a regular old porn where people are just, you know. A worm of doubt creeps into your head. For some reason, you remember she tried to stop you and you slow down. But as you're about to stop, no, don't stop, please. It was enough. Those words were all you needed. Yes, keep going. Strength was slowly leaving her legs from the constant thrusts and the pleasure each of them brought her. And soon it was too much to handle. I can't. She turns towards you and spreads her legs. Hurry, don't stop. Immediately, you grab her legs and obey. Yes! Thrusting like a madman, you were going full force right away. Moan, fuck. Both of you entranced in the moment, moaning, groaning, and barely catching breaths. Suddenly, you lighten your grip on her legs and... Eek! And you turn her to the side. Changing positions, huh? No answer. You just get in position. Ah, fuck. Moan, you're real hot. And again, with as much vigor as you could muster, you are thrusting your thick shaft into her tight little pussy, not slowing down for a single thrust. Ah, don't stop, I'm close. Hearing this, you poured your last drop of strength into your thrust. Yes, 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 pant, yes. Ah, I'm coming. Almost spasming, Mia tenses up as she feels shivers completely overwhelm her whole body. However, you kept thrusting. The tightness of her pussy right now is a feeling far greater than anything you ever felt. But this tempo and her tightness was not something you'd stay immune to for much longer. Ah, I'm close too. I can't take it anymore. I'm gonna come. Ah, what? Fuck, not inside. Almost immediately, Mia pulled away and you slipped out. And then it was close. The moment your cock slipped out, you were done. Spurt after spurt, you were coming like you never came your entire life. Now, how long were you holding it? I don't know. Slowly coming to your senses, you were both surprised, as if you two weren't the ones who did this. With the adrenaline slowly subsiding, you both tried catching your breath. You almost came inside, idiot. Sorry, I couldn't take it anymore. Now almost completely sober, Mia realizes the gravity of what just happened. We fucked. I fucked my brother. Hey, you okay? She quickly gets up. Wait, where are you going? I gotta think. I'll be right back. And with this, she runs out into her room. Wiping herself off, she gets dressed as fast as she could and bolts out of the house. Ah, run, yes, that always clears my head. With visible fear and confusion on her face, Mia starts running. Sometime later, Mia was running through the park. Shit, what did we just do? Cell was by far the best fuck I ever had. Stop thinking like that, Mia, he's your brother, for fuck's sake. Suddenly, she's startled by a voice. Mia, wait! Turning around, she sees someone she definitely did not expect to want to see right now. I really don't have time for you now. Perfect. Who else could it be? Please wait. I need to talk to you. Trying to ignore him, Mia keeps running, but so does Nathan. Come on, Mia, please. I told you I don't want to talk to you. For fuck's sake, Mia, just give me a second. Ugh, fine. What? Yes, no need to yell. With murder written across her face, Mia lowers her voice. What do you want? I just wanted to explain myself. You never gave me a chance to... I really don't have time for dumb excuses. Please, Mia, I really miss you. Why should I care? But fine. You got 1 minute. Go. It was all your brother's idea. He told me you're into blindfolding and stuff like that. Grim. He told me to leave you alone for a few minutes after blindfolding you. I just wanted to get a drink and the cops came. You know how my dad is. He would have killed me if I found out I was drinking. You're telling me you didn't come back up after you left me the first time? Yeah, I didn't. Anyway, as I was saying... Shut up. What? Go away now. I'm done listening. But I... Don't. I don't want your bullshit excuses. Matter of fact, I don't want to see you ever again. Now leave me alone, asshole. Saying this, she turns around and keeps running. This time, Nathan finally gets the message and gives up. As soon as she stopped being pissed at Nathan, her thoughts went to the night of the party. So if Nathan wasn't the one who came into the room, that means I sucked Grimm's dick. That whole thing was his idea, so it was definitely him. I knew it was him. Why didn't he say anything? Ah! Ugh. Fuck. Consumed by her thoughts, Mia didn't notice she ran into the forest. On top of that, we just did it. Was all that part of his plan? No, it couldn't be. I'm the one who started it. I'm the one who chose this. I liked it. Trying to distract herself again, she keeps running. But a few steps later, she notices something that immediately disturbs her. What the? Looking around, she realizes she went into the woods. Even worse, when she looks down. Is that blood? I hope not. Visibly scared, Mia starts running, trying to find a way out of the forest. But her run was interrupted. Eek, he fucking scared me. Slowly backing away from the man, Mia hears a cheerful whistle behind her. Such a pretty girl shouldn't be all alone in the woods this late, you know. Don't worry, we'll keep you safe. Act 2. Alright, guys. That's the first part. I don't know how many acts there are, but the game's only 5 hours long. So, there you go. That's Summer with Mia. And we'll do more of it later on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.